Treasury Brisbane Casino announces official closure date. The Star Entertainment Group has confirmed that Treasury Brisbane Casino will close its doors to the public at midnight on August 25, 2024, after 29 years of operation. The casino gaming activities will end at 11 p.m., with the entire property closing an hour later. However, the Treasury Hotel will continue to operate beyond this date. Queen's Wharf, Brisbane, set to open. This closure is a major step in the lead-up to the staged opening of the new Queen's Wharf Brisbane precinct, which will begin on August 29, 2024. The transition is subject to final approval from the Office of Liquor and Gaming Regulation, OLGR. The Queen's Wharf Brisbane development, a $3.6 billion project, will offer a mix of residential, entertainment, and commercial spaces. This new venture represents a big change for the Star Entertainment Group as it moves its operations from the historic Treasury Brisbane site to the newly developed precinct. As part of this transition, Treasury Brisbane's car park will no longer be a benefit of the Star Club, effective from August 29, 2024. Members will lose the ability to earn or receive free parking at the location. However, all membership benefits associated with the Star Club will be transferred to the Star Brisbane, which will also open on August 29, 2024. Closure follows investigation into Chow Tai Fook Enterprises. The decision to close Treasury Brisbane Casino follows the clearance of Chow Tai Fook Enterprises, CTFE, a significant stakeholder in the Star Entertainment Group and the Queen's Wharf Brisbane project, by the OLGR. This clearance was granted after a 16-month investigation into CTFE, which had been prompted by concerns regarding its alleged links to Asia-based junkets, including the Sun City Group. The investigation concluded in February 2024, clearing the way for the project to proceed without additional regulatory challenges. In recent years, the Star Entertainment Group has been under heightened scrutiny, with a number of investigations into its business operations. There are still ongoing inquiries being carried out by the New South Wales Independent Casino Commission into whether the company is properly complying with anti-money laundering and counter-terrorism financing laws.